You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This episode is brought to you by our Patreon members. Thank you so much.
Join our Patreon for extra episodes, interviews, extra content, and to help support the podcast and help us continue to do the work we do.
Go to patreon.com/ancienthistoryfangirl to learn more. I'm Jenny Williamson.
I'm Jen McMenemy.
And this is Ancient History Fangirl, the end of season edition. It has been a whirlwind of a season. Our book came out, Women of Myth, in case you somehow have not heard of it, which I can't imagine any of you haven't at this point. We've done a few readings and events, and we will probably do more and let you know when we do them if we get a chance, because a few of them happen really last minute. And yeah, so our book is out. We are published authors. That's exciting.
It's been a dream since I was a little kid to publish a book. So having Women of Myth, a book that we're so proud of, out in the world is just amazing. And we hope you're all enjoying it. If you haven't picked it up, it's a great thing to pick up while we're on hiatus. It has just been so wonderful. The reception's been wonderful. And we just can't thank all of you enough for supporting us. Women of Myth, the book of our heart, is illustrated by Sarah Richard, and it has a foreword from Liv Albert. And as we mentioned, you can pick it up wherever you buy books or request it from your library. We have a link in our show notes of this episode and also on all of our social for where you can buy it.
That is the big news for us this quarter. And we also released an accompanying podcast series of interviews with some experts and podcasters, historians, and authors about women in mythology all over the world. And this has been such an incredible series to put together. I think my goal here was to fill in some gaps that we couldn't cover in the book, to include the voices of people who share heritage with some of the cultures that we covered in the book, and to learn more about the incredible topic of women in world mythology.
When we were working on this book, we knew that we wouldn't be able to cover every woman, every mythology. It's only 50 women, and world mythology is such a wide-ranging topic. So we had both thought, you know, won't it be great to be able to expand coverage of this a little bit more on the podcast? This season has been a departure for us, you know. We're not usually so interview-heavy. We're much more narrative-focused. But we really wanted to structure the season this way so that we were able to bring in other voices, not just our own, talking about women in world mythology, talking about their cultures, and I think we succeeded.
Of course, there's always stuff that I wish we had done with the series that we just couldn't pull together in time, but I think we did the best we could with the time that we had.
And we do have a form on our website if you are someone who is an expert in particularly women in non-Western mythology. Please sign up. We'd love to talk to you on the podcast about it, but we're not really looking for any more Greco-Roman mythology at this moment.
Some new things coming up. We will be on hiatus until July 6th. And what do we have coming up on our break?
We know you're going to miss us. We're going to miss you. But it's a necessary evil because we have such a big season planned.
We really do. And in the meantime, between now and July 6th, our plan for our break is it's just going to be Cleopatra summer, Cleopatra all the time. We will be re-releasing our episodes on Cleopatra and Caesar, Cleopatra and Mark Antony. And we actually have two episodes from our Patreon that we dropped about Cleopatra and King Herod. Yes, that King Herod from the Bible. It turns out that he was a real person and that he and Cleopatra hated each other. And it is a whole thing. So we're going to release a little bit of content that is new for you if you haven't joined our Patreon as sort of a, you know, an advertisement. Like, this is the kind of content that you will get if you join, because we do extra exclusive episodes for the Patreon. And we hope you enjoy it. And we hope that it keeps you company over the summer while we are on hiatus. And just to be very clear, when we're on hiatus, we are not working. We are really working hard on the new season, so we'll be mostly doing that. We will also be dropping new content on our Patreon, so if you would like to hear continuing new episodes from us over that period in time, sign up for the Patreon. It starts at just $3 a month, and that's where you can get new episodes.
New episodes, you can get videos of us, you can get us going into deep dives. Patreon is really the place to be. But I just want to say this, Jenny. I'm so excited that we're going to be re-releasing our series on Queen Cleopatra. There is going to be a lot of talk over the next few weeks about Cleopatra, so we thought it's a good time to dig back into the history of her and maybe pull the veil back on some of the mythology and other salacious stuff you're going to be hearing.
Yeah, because I think a new series is coming out about her. I have not seen it yet. Is it out yet?
No, I think it's out. We're recording this on the 7th of May. I think the series drops on the 10th or the 14th. We haven't seen it, but we thought with a lot of people talking about it, it might be time to remind you of what a badass Queen Cleopatra was and the time period she lived in, the men who intersected with her legend.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Hello everyone, it's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
Hello, everyone. You may recognize me as Gabby from the History of Everything podcast.
And my name is Brenna, and you don't recognize me from anything yet.
Together, we're two scientists who explore all of the weird little questions and conspiracies of the universe in our new podcast, Mystery of Everything. Everything has an explanation.
We hope.
But that is what we're here to figure out. We will dive into the science behind many popular conspiracy theories, such as vaccines causing autism, flat earth theory, and was the moon landing fake? And if so, why the heck would anyone even do that?
But it's not just conspiracies. There's a lot of cool mysteries that we will attempt to use science to explain, such as near-death experiences, what made the Vikings go berserk, and can I control my co-host with MK Ultra?
Wait, what? Anyway, make sure to check out the Mischief Everything podcast everywhere where you find your podcasts.
Should we talk a little bit more about what we have going on the Patreon the next few months and what we've done lately? We have done in the past a few series on the Patreon, and one of those is our Drunk Mythology series. Right, Jen?
Yes, it's one of my favorite things to do. Sometimes me on my own, sometimes I'll have a guest like Jenny Saint or Liv Albert, or we've got a couple of people planned that I can't tell you about just yet. We will team up and tell Jenny a story from mythology, history, or folklore that she doesn't know. It's always fun. It's always irreverent. It's always dubious because it's off the top of our head. So, you know, it's not our well-researched deep dives, but it's a lot of fun. We do some of them as audio podcasts. Some are videos where you can actually watch me struggling to think of what to say next.
She's being very bashful, but I've not noticed her particularly struggling with any of this.
Anyway, I think that it's a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. It seems like a lot of you like it, and we're going to keep doing it. I recently told the story of the 10 plagues of Egypt, and that was super fun, and I couldn't believe Jenny didn't know it. Just the entire time I was like, how do you not know this?
I mean, I sort of vaguely knew it. I knew that there were grasshoppers.
Locusts. They were locusts.
This is the same thing.
It's not as dramatic.
Yeah, so we've done a bunch of stuff. Like, I would say, like, the Drunk Mythology series, a lot of those episodes are with me and Jen and Liv. And it kind of started as this pandemic thing where Jen and Liv and I were doing these FaceTime phone calls all the time because we were all kind of alone in the pandemic. And we all really bonded over that. And Liv and Jen decided they were going to drunkenly tell me Greek mythology that I didn't know. And I just loved it. And we made it into a thing on the Patreon. And that's how it got started. So
this has gone on well past the pandemic. It's usually me and Jenny and Liv with a couple of drinks telling Jenny some facet of generally Greek mythology that she doesn't know. Recently, we branched out because I couldn't believe Jenny didn't know the wild story of the juniper tree, or as I said, the 10 plagues of Egypt.
We had Jenny Saint on. That was a really good one.
And we talked about how awful Theseus and Jason are.
So that's one series that we have going on our Patreon. And we're launching a new one that I think is going to be really fun.
Oh, boy.
As if it wasn't your idea.
I do not agree. This is a you and them thing.
This was a you that you suggested all the movies.
I did not.
Yes, you did. My God. Basically, we are doing a series where we watch a bunch of movies with either Julius Caesar or Cucullin and discuss them. And we already recorded one.
Yeah, we recorded Cucullin watching The Batman, the most recent Batman movie. Surprisingly, he had a lot to say about modern superheroes and Bronze Age heroes. It was more nuanced than I thought it would be.
It turns out Cucullin has a lot of opinions about white male rage. Who'd have thought? And we've got a lot of those planned, so we hope you like them because we're going to be doing that a lot. That's some of the things we have happening on our Patreon.
In addition to that, we also have mini episodes, which are deep dives that generally focus on something we weren't able to cover in our longer episodes. Little side quests. So if you're not into Julius Caesar and Cucullin, and I mean, I get it, or you don't want to hear drunk mythology, we still have these great mini episodes that are historical and give you some more insight into the topics that we've been covering on the podcast.
Yeah, like I recently did an hour long deep dive on trepanation on the Patreon, and you can go and sign up and hear that. It's at the $5 level, I believe. You know, theoretically, these are supposed to be shorter, but sometimes I just get carried away. It was a complicated topic, and I wanted to cover it right, so.
Yeah, and I did an episode about our friend, the Scarberry Voodoo, the Scarberry Buddy. That was really fun, and it let me go back to Scarberry and give you some more insight into the site itself and the Neolithic culture around it.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we ready to talk about what we're going to do for the next season?
Oh my goodness, Jenny. I am so excited. I have been waiting for this and waiting for this and waiting for this since maybe we launched the podcast.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to blow up the summer. We are covering natural disasters in the ancient world. I'm so excited. It's going to be volcanic eruptions. It's going to be mega floods and mega droughts. There's a whole giant river the size of the Nile that disappeared one time. I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, first off, I have to just center myself. So many volcanoes. Oh my crap. So many volcanoes. So many. I'm going to finally get to cover Pompeii. I have waited so, so long. So many of you have asked us to cover Pompeii. We're going to cover it this season. I don't want to say any more about some of the stuff I'm covering because I don't. Kind of like our ancient mystery season, I kind of want you to be a little surprised at what we choose to cover. We're going to be covering tsunamis, we're going to be covering volcanoes, and not just the volcanoes, the big flashy ones in the Greco-Roman world. We're going to be covering some ones you've never heard of. We're going to be looking at the mythology that grew up around them, and, you know, the archaeology and the history and what it can tell us. I have been nerdily texting Jenny about this so much.
And I think this is a thing, this is a really good sign, you know, that we're so excited to cover this because it's different. I think one thing that we've realized is that if we stick with one topic too long, people get bored, we get bored, we get burned out, we need a break. And it took us a really long time to get there with Greek and Roman stuff, but we did. And I think now we're all right, as much as I love women in world mythology, I'm ready to pivot to something else. I think Jen is as well.
Yes. And I love mythology. So, you know, if I'm ready to pivot, we're sure you're ready to pivot too.
We just continue to pivot. And then I think we're probably safe in talking about what we want to do after this season.
Yeah, so we're kind of looking at our seasons as kind of 12-week runs, give or take. I mean, don't hold us to this. But essentially, we're going to be running this season about blowing up the summer from July 6th through September. And then we have a kind of capsule season planned. We don't want to take a hiatus just yet. We want to roll through the fall with a new season that will be our odds and sods, stuff that we didn't get to cover before, but really, really wanted to.
Things that we were really interested in, but that didn't fit into a longer season that we just kind of set aside and we're like, I'll get to this at some point. I've got a bunch of ideas. I probably won't get to all of them because some of them are multiple episodes and I want to pick the ones that I can just do in one episode. Plus, we'll throw some seasonals in there because, of course, we have Halloween and the holidays to cover as well.
We have spooky season. So you know I'm going to bring you that good, good, creepy, gothic content that you come here for and love. And we also have the holidays, so we will be bringing you some more seasonal content, hopefully more goddesses that demand human sacrifices, right? We all enjoyed Frau Holly.
We all know that the reason for the season is child cannibalism. We all know that.
'Tis the season. Gotta make it dark.
Heck yes.
Hashtag Krampus.
Anyway, so that is the plan.
That's the plan. We are so excited. We're usually, just the way our seasons have been working, we tend to be off in the summer. So this is the first time in a while we're going to be back in the summer. We're going to be giving you a hot, hot, hot time, like molten lava hot with some of these episodes.
Oh my God.
Look, I have to make a dad joke if I can make a dad joke. We hope that you guys enjoy your break, your springtime without us, because when we return, it's going to get hot in here.
It's going to get real toasty. So we will be back July 6th, which is when we are going to blow up the summer. And before we go, one of the things that happened this break was we didn't wind up thanking our patrons when we were doing these interviews because we actually recorded a bunch of them months ago. So we didn't wind up thanking patrons at the end of these episodes. Usually that's what we do at the $3 level.
We didn't get to thank our patrons because a lot of these episodes were recorded 6 months to a year ago. Our book got moved around, and so, you know, we didn't want to put things in that wouldn't line up. So as a result, we've had so many wonderful patrons who have been supporting the podcast who haven't had a chance to have themselves shouted out in an episode, and we decided it's time to rectify that. This is going to seem like a long list, but actually, just like everyone else, we're going through tough times. Our Patreon fluctuates a lot. It's been down quite a bit lately. So we do still really need your support. Please consider donating. Without our patrons, we cannot keep the podcast going.
Yeah, so we just want to thank everybody who has stuck with us and continued to subscribe to the Patreon and supported us throughout these months. We really appreciate it. And we just want to say thank you to these new patrons who have signed up since we ended the season before this one. Sorry, guys, that it took so long to thank you. But thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. Shall we?
We shall.
Apologies in advance to anybody whose name we mispronounce.
Margaret Kelly Murphy.
Rachel Brooklyn.
Monica, just Monica.
G, just G.
Catherine Isaac.
Tiffany, just Tiffany.
Kitty Lintz.
Anna Reck.
Gabrielle's Gift.
Rachel P.
History of Westeros.
Oh, hey, I know that guy. Hi.
I know. It's a great podcast. You should give them a listen.
Yeah, you should listen to that podcast. It's amazing. Abigail Smith.
Lynn Nash.
Sarah Donabella.
Ryan, just Ryan.
Jason Sands.
Alexandra Rayson.
Lady Bird.
Christopher Orozco.
Cassandra Cassie Castle.
Gray, just Gray.
Valentine, just Valentine.
Andrea Sutton.
Rhiannon Sunday.
Mary Ridge.
John Mack.
Emily Boucher.
Nika Riott.
Joseph Vasquez.
Alice, just Alice.
Mary Ashlyn.
Rende and Bechtel.
Daphne Garrison.
And Aaron Robbins. Thank you all so much for your support. We could not do this podcast without you. And in the meantime, if you'd like to connect with us, we are on Instagram at Ancient History Fangirl. We are on Twitter at Ancient Hist Fan. We are on Facebook at Ancient History Fangirl. And we're now also on TikTok, are we not, Jen?
We are on TikTok. If you want to see fun little videos of us talking about history and mythology and sometimes just objectifying mermen, that's the place for you.
We're still figuring out what we're doing with it, to be honest, but come and say hi. We're on there. Our faces are on there.
My hair is so big in one of the videos, I think it holds the lost sunken city of...
Is it the lost city of D?
That is from a movie.
It's none of my business if there's a D in there.
Listen, my hair is so big and full of secrets that I don't even know what's in there.
So come say hi on social. Thanks so much for your support, and we will see you on July 6th.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next season.